Live from the Journeys Group Studio, this is Taking Care of Business.
Good day. This is George Pate.
And this is Tommy Pate.
Taking Care of Business. We are in the second week of May. Summer is just right around the corner. Things are starting to warm up, and I'm starting to see less and less of you around the office and more of you at the lake.
It's a tragedy.
What, that you're not there right now?
Yes.
You know, it's funny. Every time you go up there, I'm afraid you're just not going to come back.
If your mother didn't make me come back, I wouldn't.
Yeah, there's, half the time, Casey and I have to call and see if y'all are in town this weekend. Or in town on any given weekend.
We have an empty nest.
Which I think is fantastic.
Which is fabulous.
That was not a disparaging comment. That was
And we are one of those rare couples that like each other still.
That's a strange sentence, isn't it?
It does, but we have so many people that go, I couldn't spend all weekend like that with my spouse.
Or I don't know how you spend that much time with your wife, and you're like,
no, the question is how she spend that much time with me.
Well, you're like, well, I sort of kind of like her. I think she's pretty neat.
Yes, that's, and apparently she has extremely poor taste in men. She still likes me.
Yeah, we'll go with that. What's going on that we need to talk about today?
I am in a reasonably decent mood, so I don't even want to discuss those buffoons in Washington.
All right, is there something else we would like to discuss that might be a little bit more joyous?
No.
I will say this. This is totally unfinancial related, but this is
most of our show.
Yeah, that's true. It did my heart good. I think I told you. You know, the NFL draft was a couple of weeks ago, and I'm a Panthers fan. You know, as a native of North Carolina, and they drafted a quarterback first pick, which was really great because they desperately need one. And I saw a video of him the first day he was in Charlotte at Panther Stadium. You know, I guess making the rounds, so to speak, and at least from what I saw, he seems like a really stand-up guy. This really did my heart good. You know, he was there with his parents. It was just a really great thing. And there was a child there, and I'm sure a lot of y'all probably saw this. There was a child there that had cancer, you know, all decked out in Panthers gear. And so Bryce Young, which is the young man's name, the quarterback, signed a hat for the young man and gave it to him, which is, you know, that's cool. That's mm-hmm. very cool. You know, that happens all the time. Then he did something I've never seen. He gave the young boy his pen and his hat, and had the child sign his hat, and they exchanged hats, which I thought was just
That's very cool.
Yeah, it just really restored my faith in humanity, which I just desperately needed. Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that because it was very uplifting. So, with that non-financial topic out of the way, just wanted to bring a little bit of joy into this.
What are we talking about today?
We are going to talk about Medicare, but first, it is the second of the government programs one of the biggest. So, first, my name is George Pate. I'm a financial advisor with the Journeys Group.
My name is Tommy Pate. I'm a certified financial planner with the Journeys Group.
We are an independent registered investment advisory agency in Aden, right outside of Greenville, North Carolina. Our phone number is 252-746-6785. Again, 252-746-6785. Or you can find us on the web at www.thejourneysgroup.com. Again, www.thejourneysgroup.com. Our website has a variety of financial articles that we are rotating on it. It has our contact information as well as our physical location. There's a place if you have a question or want to set up an appointment with us, you just fill in your information and we will be in touch with you to either answer that question or set up a time to meet with you. It has links to our social media, to our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Instagram page. There's a place for our upcoming events. Our most recent one was our retirement self-ciphering workshop that we had last week in Edenton. The first night was Social Security and Medicare, which is kind of what prompted us to talk about these topics over the last couple of weeks. And the second night was what we call retirement ciphering. That went really well. It was kind of a trial run. We had never done it before, but I think it went really well. So be on the lookout for more.
You consider the the concept and everything came from us.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a not us, you.
Nah, we wrote the book, we wrote the PowerPoint, we did the whole nine yards.
Yeah, and so all things considered, it went really well. So
our staff was like, should we copyright this? I'm like, are you kidding? Who's going to take this?
Who's going to steal this? But we'll be doing more of those in the future, so keep an eye out for more information about that. And last but not least, it has links to the podcast, Taking Care of Business. So we're on 19 different podcast platforms, so if you go to the website, there'll be a page for that that'll take you to a landing page that's got links to 19 different places. Pick your favorite or the one that's got the prettiest logo, depending on how you feel about it. So anyway, think that's who we are. So we are going to talk about Medicare today.
And since your dad is 63 and 5 months, it's becoming a more important concept.
Yes. And it
so
is.
So I am 1 year and 7 months away from Medicare.
Yes. And it is. This is.
God, I'm old.
And this is my area of expertise in the office. He's the Social Security guy. I'm the Medicare guy. It is the second of the two of the largest federal government programs. And as much as this pains me to say, it is a program that the federal government does fairly well. Do you know when Medicare was signed into law?
I have no idea. I know nothing about Medicare. I totally depend upon you.
Take a guess. When do you think Medicare became a federal program?
1948.
1965.
That was close.
LBJ signed it into law July 30th, 1965. When it first started, it just had Part A and Part B. There was no such thing as Part C, Part D, anything like that. 1972, they expanded it to cover more people. And that's when, well, it was to cover the disabled, people with end-stage renal disease, that sort of thing.
Wonder why they picked end-stage renal disease. Of all things,
I have no idea.
You know, you think they would have said cancer or cardiac anomalies, but end-stage renal disease.
I think with the cancer thing, I think cancer would be too all-encompassing because you got people,
end-stage renal disease. Oh, that's oddly specific.
Oh, I know. And end-stage renal disease is one of those things that
I don't dispute the need for it. But it's
sure. Yeah. It's oddly specific, like you said. That's an automatic trigger for Medicare. Medicare and Medicaid. And
so
then,
if you're 12 years old and you have end-stage renal disease, you qualify for Medicare.
Yeah. It's actually disability under Medicare.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But you get early Medicare if you have end-stage renal disease. So Medicare Part D, and we're going to talk about all of this. I'm just kind of giving you a little background of history here. Medicare Part D was not available until 2003.
Wow.
Yeah. I did not know that. I just.
I can tell I wasn't old yet in 2003.
Yeah. And I'm sorry. That was Medicare Part C, or what's known as Medicare Advantage. Medicare Part D was not available until 2006, which I thought was just wild. I mean, anyway, that's just a little bit of history about Medicare. And so today we're just going to talk about, what is Medicare? This is sort of a snapshot, spark notes about Medicare. So we're going to talk about each of the parts, what it is, who's eligible, the whole nine yards. So it is It's a federally sponsored individual health plan. So it's federal health insurance, basically, you know, but it's individual. So everybody's got a plan. There is no such thing as a family Medicare plan. Who's eligible? If you are 65 or older, have end-stage renal disease, or ALS. ALS is the other big trigger.
ALS, I can see, but
I guess the idea of end-stage renal disease is that, as morbid as this sounds, you're probably not going to make it that much longer with it. But it is oddly specific.
Yeah,
you're
I don't
right.
dispute the need. I mean, I shouldn't be beating up dead horses. No, I don't dispute the need for it, but it's kind of like, that's just all the diseases in the world.
When I think of a debilitating disease, end-stage renal disease never comes to mind.
It makes me think about somebody in Congress had a relative that was an end-stage renal disease.
Yeah, but it's everywhere. I mean, it's
yeah, but I mean, they wrote it into.
Oh, sure. Yeah. But it's everywhere. So anyone that's 65 or older who's participated in Social Security, the railroad retirement system, or employees of federal, state, local government, or who has a spouse that participated, if you are under 65 and you have been awarded Social Security or Railroad Retirement Disability, after 2 years, you become eligible. So if you are disabled under Social Security, after 2 years, you get Medicare. So even if you're 59, when you hit 61, you're eligible. Those that are disabled due to ALS, automatically eligible, doesn't matter how old you are. And then, like we said, end-stage renal disease. So Now we're going to talk about the four parts. And I know
this is probably the most confusing thing for most people. I know it is for me.
It is. And I love to explain it to people because I make it very simple because I'm a simple minded person. I mean, I'm serious. When it comes to this stuff, Medicare is not that complicated. There's just so much information out there that it overwhelms people. But if you break it down into its individual pieces, it's really not that complicated. And so that's why I love to explain it to people. So, I'll read all of them and then we'll break down each one. So Part A is called hospital insurance. Part B is medical insurance. And again, I'll explain what each of these are as we go along. Part C is Medicare Advantage. Part D is your prescription drug plan. So let's break these down one by one. Original Medicare, which is Part A and Part B. You'll hear Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. Original Medicare is Part A and Part B. So Part A is hospital coverage. That's what I like to call the big stuff. If you go into the hospital, it's like your hospitalization with your private health insurance. So if you have an inpatient stay at the hospital, you have a really serious incident at the hospital and you're in the hospital for several months, that's what Part A pays for. This is what also pays for skilled nursing care in a facility. So if you're in a nursing home, Part A pays for that. Part A also pays for home health care, hospice, and a certain amount of blood if you need pints of blood. So Part A is the big stuff, and that's the best way I can describe it. All right. Part B covers everything else. Part B is your outpatient stuff, your doctor's visits, if you go in to have just an outpatient procedure done. That's what Part B covers everything else. If you ever read the Medicare handbook, which I don't do it, it's incredibly overwhelming. I'd like to tell people use it more as a reference to find out if something is covered. Part B covers most of your services, most of your physician services, like blood work, any kind of exam that you have to have done, or a physical, things like that. So Part A for the big stuff, Part B for everything else. Part B also covers what's called durable medical equipment, so wheelchairs. If you have to have a hospital bed brought into your home, Part B covers that kind of stuff. So Part A for big stuff, Part B for everything else. There are certain things that are not covered by Part A and Part B. Outpatient prescription medications are not covered. Routine dental care, not covered. Routine vision care and eyeglasses, not covered. Hearing aids, foreign travel, cosmetic procedures, and long-term care. Now, there are certain plans you can buy under Medicare Advantage that cover some of these things, but I'm not a huge fan of Medicare Advantage for most people, and I'll talk a little bit about why later. So that's Part A and Part B, and we'll get into Part C and Part D later. Part D is your prescription drug plans. I tell people, remember D, Part D, drugs. That's it. It's very simple. How are you enrolled in Original Medicare? Because most of y'all will go into Original Medicare, which again, Part A, Part B. All right.
And then there's some kind of penalty if you don't do it in a timely manner.
Yes. And I will get to that.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. And there is a penalty for not having certain parts. So, if you are collecting Social Security prior to age 65, the first day of the month you turn 65, you're enrolled in Medicare automatically. You're automatically enrolled in
just Part A, right?
Just Part A. You have to sign up for Part B. Yes. You'll receive a Medicare card in the mail indicating that you are automatically enrolled in Part A and Part B. Now you have the option to decline your Part B coverage by returning the card. Don't do that. Bad idea. Just keep the coverage. Again, coverage starts the first day of your birth month in which you turn 65. So if your birthday is July 30th, your Medicare coverage starts July 1st. Doesn't matter what day of the month. So if you hit 65 and you are not collecting Social Security, you have what's called an initial enrollment period where you have a 7-month period of time where you can enroll. The 7-month period begins 3 months before the month you turn 65. It includes the month you turn 65 and 3 months after you turn 65. What I tell people is, don't wait to get this done because your coverage is going to be delayed. Now, the only reason to hold off on signing up would be if you're still working and have employer health care. Under that scenario, your Medicare coverage is the secondary payor, and you are immune to any sort of penalty by not signing up for Medicare. Once you retire, then you have a special, what's called a special enrollment period, where you have like 90 days to sign up after you retire and lose your health care coverage through your employer. So just keep that in mind.
It sounds like this is a fairly complicated. What should they do for help?
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into this. And yeah, I know. There's a segue. If you have questions about this stuff, when you get to that point, give us a call. 252.
What a great idea.
746-6785. Again, 252-746-6785. I know I'm kind of blowing through a lot of this stuff today. It's really hard to cover all of this in
come 20, to the seminar.
Yeah, come to the seminar. It's impossible to cover all this in 26 minutes. But, you know, we're just kind of giving you a snapshot here. There are several different enrollment periods, aside from the initial and the special. There's a general one that runs every year. Most people are just going to enroll in that initial period. So don't worry about any of those other situations unless you fall into them. So, when you lose your employer coverage, like I said, follow or sign up for Part B and Part D as soon as you can. Just because number one, you want to avoid the penalty, but number two, and more importantly, you don't want to not have coverage. When you lose your employer coverage, you have an 8-month special enrollment period to enroll without penalty. All right. Sooner you enroll, sooner your coverage begins. Your Part D, your prescription drug plan, you only have 63 days to enroll without penalty. So just keep that stuff in mind. While I'm on that, the penalty for Part B and Part D, if you do not have employer coverage, you do not have healthcare through your job, and you do not enroll in Part B and Part D in that period, in that initial enrollment period, there is a penalty per month for every month that you could have had Part B and Part D and didn't have it. And what that does, that increases your premium by a certain amount, by a certain percentage every month. I think for Part D, it's a 10% penalty every month. And I believe that's the same for Part B. So don't wait on this stuff. People will often say to me, okay, but I don't take any prescriptions. Why do I need a prescription drug plan? At some point, it is more than likely that you're going to need some really expensive prescriptions. So if right now you don't need it, what you do is you buy the cheapest plan out there. I mean, you can get a plan, you can get a prescription drug plan for like $20 a month. What you're doing is you're securing that premium without the penalty, even though you don't need it. At some point, you probably will. So just keep that in mind. Go ahead and sign up as soon as you can to avoid the penalty. And again, just to go ahead and have that coverage. Now, another term that you'll hear a lot about are Medigap or a Medicare supplement. And I think one of the common misconceptions about Medicare supplements is that it is insurance. A Medicare supplement does not cover any procedure. It's not insurance. What it does is it pays for the things that Medicare does not, like your deductible or your copay. It helps cover it's called Medigap because it helps cover the gaps where Medicare does not pay. One of the interesting things about Medigap, or Medicare supplements, they're designated by letter codes. So you'll hear Plan A or Plan B, not to be confused with Part A. That, again, one of the common misconceptions. The thing about these plans is that they are standardized by the federal government. And so the coverage for Plan A is the same if you're with Company A, Company B, and Company C. The coverage is the same because they're standardized. So the best thing to do is pick the cheapest plan with a good company. There's no reason to pay more for the same plan because they all cover the same thing. So, there's some really great resources online if you're curious about what each plan covers. I'm not going to go over them today because we'd be here all day. Let's talk about Medicare Advantage. I kind of mentioned it. I am not a huge fan of Medicare Advantage.
Now, why is it?
Medicare Advantage, I like to call the combo meal.
Call what?
The combo meal. It's like a combo. It's like a happy meal.
Does it have a toy?
No, but you can consider Part D the toy, I guess.
Okay.
So the way that Medicare Advantage works, Medicare Advantage bundles Part A and Part B together in one part. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you've got both of them together. And some of the Medicare Advantage plans will have a Part D in there. And so you pay one premium for everything. I'm not a huge fan of Medicare Advantage because they're what are called HMOs or PPOs, health management organizations. And what's the other one? I can't remember what PPO stands for, but
Preferred Provider Organization.
Preferred Provider, that's what it was. Yeah. So the way that those work is that if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you are part of a network of physicians or healthcare providers. If you go outside of that network, so let's say that you're out of town or whatever, and you have a medical situation and you go to a healthcare provider that is out of the network, you pay the full cost for that, or you pay a lot more than you would if you were in the network. Now, the benefit is that, you know, if you're in the network, you get a great deal, but if you're out of the network, it is, you pay a lot more. I don't like that. I don't like the restrictions of you have to go to a certain group of doctors, because let's say you've got a primary care physician that you really, really like. You've had them for 20 years and you just really, really like them. They do a great job. You sign up for Medicare Advantage. That physician is not in your network. Can't go to him anymore. So you've got to change everything around. So I just don't like how restrictive it is. Now, in certain situations, I guess it could work for very specific situations, but for most of the population, original Medicare is fine. And it works perfectly. So again, Medicare Advantage, sort of like a combo meal, but it does restrict where you can go in order to get that coverage. So kind of a really quick comparison here between original Medicare, which again is Part A and Part B, you know, separately, and Medicare Advantage, which is the combo meal. So they both cover Part A and Part B. Medicare Advantage plans, some of them do cover vision or dental care. So if that's something that's really important to you, or you have a lot of issues with that, that may be a reason to jump into Medicare Advantage. Medicare Advantage is fine. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it works fine. I personally just don't like the restriction of it. So that's not to say it never works. Keep that in mind. With original Medicare, you've got your choice of doctors and hospitals. The only restriction there is that they have to accept Medicare. And I think, golly, probably 99% of the healthcare providers out there provide Medicare, because it's just so standard.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere. And so as long as they're enrolled in Medicare and are accepting new Medicare patients, you're good to go. Medicare Advantage, you have to use plan doctors, hospital, or other providers, or you pay more or even all of the cost. So again, keep that in mind. Generally with original Medicare, your supplement pay the deductible or the coinsurance. With Medicare Advantage, this is kind of the unique thing here. You may pay a monthly premium and a co-payment and co-insurance. So there's sort of an additional payment there. And then last but not least, with original Medicare, you've got a monthly premium for Part B. Most of the population will have Part A for free. They don't have to pay anything. If you have worked 10 years of full quarters, so you have 40 quarters of work as deemed by Social Security, you get Medicare Part A for free. There's no cost. I think like 95% of the population doesn't pay for Part A. You will pay a premium for Part B, and that's based on your previous year's income. And so for a lot of people, the first year that they retire on Medicare, their Part B premium is pretty high because their income is much higher that year that they were working. Again, it's based on your income every year. And so it based on your household income. Again, there's a lot of information online about what those are. And those typically change year to year. You know, they'll change the dollar amount. Like last year, the premiums all went down by like $5 a month or something like that. It's not dramatic, but it is something. So that's how the premiums work. And then we'll do a quick snapshot of Part D. Part D is your prescription drug plan. It's very simple. It covers your prescriptions. They are sold by private insurance companies, and that is a separate premium. Each plan covers a group of prescriptions, and they typically have a copayment for the prescriptions and possibly an annual deductible. So the Medicare website has a really great resource that you can compare drug plans. So what you do is you go online and go to that part of the website. You type in all of the medications that you take, the doses, the frequency, that sort of thing. And then you put in your zip code and you pick the pharmacies that you like. And one of the options they'll also have is a mail order pharmacy. And I always recommend people click on that option as to show the options, because a lot of times you get a deal for a mail order pharmacy. So it's a little bit weird, a little bit different, but it's good to know your options. What'll happen then is it'll bring up like 25 or 30 different Part D plans, and it will show you what your premium would be, what your out-of-pocket cost would be and what your annual limit out-of-pocket would be. So really great resource. But again, I want to reiterate, there's a lot that goes into this. And so if you're thinking about this, this is something that you've got to do coming up and you get overwhelmed, give us a call, 252-746-6785. I'll be glad to walk you through it. When I walk people through it, it's very simple because I break it down into each individual piece rather than the thing as a whole. So that's Medicare. I know I've just given you a really, really fast snapshot about Medicare, and you probably have a lot of questions. So again, call us, 252-746-6785. But we wanted to talk about this since we talked about Social Security last week, and they kind of go hand in hand. So that's Medicare. That's
a simple federal government program.
It is once it's established, once you're signed up for it, it is very simple because it goes on autopilot at that point. The getting signed up is a little bit overwhelming just because there's so much to consider, but again, be glad to sit down and help you. So I appreciate you letting us spend some time with you today. We hope you have a great rest of your week and we look forward to visiting with you next week. This is George Pate.
And this is Tommy Pate, taking care of business.
The proceeding has been a paid program. The advice and opinions expressed by the Journeys Group and their guests are their own and may not reflect the opinions and advice of WTIB or Interbanks Media. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although should not be relied as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and unless otherwise stated are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Fixed annuities are insurance products. Fixed annuities, rates, returns, and guarantees are subject to the claim paying ability to the underlying insurance company. Please see a statement of understanding and prospectus for a full detail on products discussed. Strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation and as such is not intended to be a direct recommendation. Before acting on any information mentioned, you should seek the advice from a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine whether it is suitable for your specific situation. Investment advising services are offered through the Journeys Group, an SEC registered investment advisor.